Test 1, Part 4. You will hear an interview with a member of a sporting association. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer A, B, or C.
It's been described as the fastest ball game in the world and is played in places as far away as Australia and South Africa. But it actually comes from our Western neighbours over in Ireland. Many of us know next to nothing about this sport, so it will come as a surprise to learn that it has been played competitively all over our country since the 19th century. Sean McGinn of the British Gaelic Athletic Association is here to tell us a bit about the sport of hurling. Hi Sean, thanks for coming. Could you give us a brief description of hurling?
Sure. Well, it's played on a pitch of around 140 metres long and 85 metres wide, although for youth matches it's considerably smaller. There are two teams of 15 people, and each player has a slim bat called a hurley, which is made from ash wood. Players use the hurley to propel a small leather ball, which is slightly bigger than a tennis ball. There are two ways to score points during a match. By scoring into the goal and past the goalkeeper, whose hurley is slightly bigger than the outfield player's, just to give him a chance. Or you can score by hitting the ball over the bar, but between two long posts. A goal scored past the goalkeeper is worth 3 points, while putting it over the bar is worth one.
Well, that all sounds relatively easy, is it?
Not so easy as all that, I'm afraid. As you said earlier, it is the fastest ball game in the world. A good hurler can hit the ball up to 150 kilometres an hour, and the ball can travel as much as 110 metres. There are also a few rules that make the whole thing trickier for the players. You can't just pick up the ball from the floor. You have to flick it up using the hurley. You can't carry the ball in your hand for more than 4 steps, so you have to run while balancing the ball on the hurley, which is no easy thing. There are also restrictions on the way you can tackle another player, so all in all it's a sport that requires a high level of skill and years of practice.
And tell us how popular the sport is outside Ireland.
Well, the history of Ireland is dominated by emigration. While the country itself has a population of less than 7 million, it's often claimed there are over 70 million people around the world with Irish ancestry. Nearly 11% of Americans see themselves as Irish Americans. My own parents came over to Britain from Galway in the west of Ireland in the 1930s. Wherever these emigrants went, they took their sport with them. So now hurling is played in places such as Britain, the USA, Canada, Argentina, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, as well as places in continental Europe. For example, there are teams from Brussels, from Luxembourg, from Munich, Paris and Zurich.
And what would you say the appeal of the sport is?
As well as the cultural aspect, keeping in touch with your roots. The game itself is so fast-moving and so skillful that it's hard to take your eyes away from the action for even a second. Also, in these days of the commercialisation of sport, when you have footballers or Formula One drivers earning more in a week than most of us will see in a lifetime, it's important to remember that even at the very highest level, hurling players are amateurs. That, and the absence of violence between supporters, even in the most important matches there is no segregation between rival fans, gives the sport a purity and nobility that I don't think you get in other sports.
Thanks, Sean. I think we all know a little more about what sounds like a fascinating sport. That was Sean McGinn of the British Gaelic Athletic Association talking about the sport of hurling.
That is the end of part 4.